Many, if not most, parents are happy to put this school year behind them. I talked to one mom who said returning her first grader's school laptop to the district last week was like saying good riddance to an awful year. Personally, I had a harder time returning the iPad assigned to my kindergartner. It was like handing over a classmate, a friend she had made through school. She read books with this classmate.
The Detective Dog by Julia Donaldson.
She learned to draw with this classmate.
Well, I've got a couple of tricks for you.
She became friends with the Wild Adventure Girls.
We're the Wild Adventure Girls!
And she had talked to this friend.
Okay. Time for my interview, Mommy.
My kid recorded more than 270 voice memos of herself throughout the year.
Okay. What's today? I know. It's Tuesday.
Mostly, she just had fun watching her voice digitized.
I am a kid, not a grown-up.
But she sang.
Sleep, my darling, safe and sound.
And she interviewed everyone in the family.
Are you supposed to ask me questions?
Yes. Daddy, what is your favorite color?
Green.
Okay.
Sea green.
Okay.
Bluish green.
Daddy, you need to stop.
She introduced this digital friend to her toddler.
Okay, can you say word Zephyr?
Malcolm.
Say more.
Mom.
Aww, that's so cute.
And yes, we did schoolwork.
Record yourself counting from 1 to 4.
Okay, let's do this.
Our days, like probably just about every family, were filled with a lot of screen time, and I'm not proud of it. But I also learned a lot about my kid while she used her school-sanctioned device. And it gave us something to talk about in the otherwise repetitive and mundane year of physical distancing.
Interview is done today.
But here's hoping that the summer is full of a lot more people and fewer screens.
Interview ready today.